Take a good deep breath. It's an important point for this year, for any year. Knowing this is already there. It doesn't come from me. It doesn't come from that God that Elizabeth was talking about. It's already right there. It's not in your belly necessarily. It's in your moment. It's in your I am-ness. It has the answer to everything, even if you're faking it. It knows where to be at the exact right moment. It knows how to bring in the exact right amount of energy at the exact right moment. It is trust. And it is love. And by the way, this year, if you're having a difficult time loving yourself, and I guess that is a pretty big leap for some, at least just be kind to yourself. Start with being kind to yourself. Some of you have tried to love yourself and found it to be rather challenging. How about just being kind to yourself? Giving yourself a day at the massage spa. That sounds pretty good. Yeah. A nice dinner where you don't worry about the calories or the carbohydrates or the sugar content. All those diets. Being kind to yourself where you're not being so critical and judgmental, doing the what if and what I should have done. Being kind to yourself, if you fall when you're reaching, you laugh. Say, what an experience. Instead of beating yourself up. Kind to yourself by going out and buying yourself something nice. I mean, really nice. I mean, really, really nice. Yeah. Mercedes. Yeah, Mercedes, sure, Mercedes. Something nice, that's being kind to yourself. Now your mind is gonna say, I'm being foolish and I shouldn't spend the money. Spitting a lot over there. No, because when you're kind to yourself, you buy something for yourself without guilt and without sharing it with anybody else even. You're buying it for you. Suddenly, all the abundance is there. Simple and amazing. Kind to yourself by upgrading, as modern society calls it. Don't settle for the cheaper apartment or house. Don't settle for lesser. Calder is telling me, you know, go to Nordstrom's, not to Walmart. So now let's take our journey. Knowing this is already there. It's not going to come from a mental basis. In other words, you're used to this tingling sensation in the brain when you think about something. You trigger something in your brain. You think about the future, next year, next month even. Your brain goes to work trying to figure it out. Forget about it. You're going to come into the knowingness. Knowingness is the answer that's already there. The solution, it's already there. You're not going to hear a voice. You're not going to all of a sudden do automatic writing, and you are not going to be contacting your spirit guides. They left a long time ago. Couldn't stand the pressure. They left. It's going to be you. You're not going to get a flashing neon light in your mind. Knowing this is very subtle, but very balanced. Knowingnesses don't always show up when you think they should show up. They show up at the exact right moment, and you just know what to do. When that knowingness comes, you'll feel it. Don't doubt it. Do something. Move. Take action. Do something. Let me give you an example of the knowingness. Let's go on a little journey. Let's go on vacation. Yes, you by yourself on vacation. You're back home, you're packing your bags, selecting clothes from your wardrobe. realizing you haven't bought much of anything in a long time, but it doesn't matter, pack what you have. Yes, some underwear. You probably won't need deodorant because you're not going to be around anybody else. Some shorts, t-shirts. You don't need a whole lot. You're going to someplace nice, all by yourself. When you think about, well, but I, the kids and my husband and my job, to hell with it. Forget about them. They probably haven't told you, but they want you to leave for a little while. So pack your bags. Yep, close them up good and tight, and make sure you have your passport. If you don't have a passport, just make one right now. Yo soy el punto. Make it. Do it right now. Yeah, there, see, passport is there. Oh, and look at the airplane tickets are there. Open them up. I know you don't use tickets anymore. You do it on the internet, but just play with me. Open the tickets up. Yeah, incredible. They're first class tickets, courtesy of Adamas. Yeah, why not? Oh, and you look at, you're flying the Masters airline. You didn't even know it existed. You thought you had to put up with United. No. Masters airline, first class, just for you. Take the limo to the airport, and not one of these taxi cabs with eight other people crammed in. A limo, just you. Look up to the front of the limo. It seems like it's about two blocks long, but you look up and a glass window right behind the driver folds down. Look, it's me taking you to the airport. Get to the airport, you're first class. You don't have to wait in line. Whisk right through. Get on the airplane. Huh, nobody else there. Just for you. Of course, the cockpit door opens up and a head peers out from around the cockpit, and look, it's me and Kathumi. Oh, you're safe. Kind of. Take a good deep breath and let's get underway here. Let's take off for regions unknown, like no place on earth. But yet it's warm and it's sunny. Beaches, palm trees, margaritas and Mai Tais. We get there, beautiful, beautiful bungalow, just for you. It's almost the size of a city itself. We call it a bungalow. It's casual, it's easy. There's people there waiting to serve you. You see, because the master allows others to serve them, allows energies to serve them. They're there taking care of everything even before you know you need it, whether it's just a glass of water or a meal, extra toilet paper, whatever. They know it before you even realize you need it. And you sit down for a moment, just looking out at the beautiful ocean, this beautiful place that you've gone on vacation. That's one of those wow moments. Wow. No guilt, no worries, just wow. That's what life should be about. Absolutely, 100%. No compromise what life should be about. Because here you sit in this paradise. Everything is there. Everything is there. And you feel at peace with yourself. Finally, you feel like you deserve it. You deserve it. Didn't come at the expense of anybody else. You deserve it. You needed to rejuvenate your body. You needed to get out of that frantic, crazy earth energy for a little bit. You don't have to do anything on this vacation. You don't have to try to get it together or go on some diet or meditate or anything. You just get to enjoy anything you want. You sleep in late because it feels so good to feel that warm breeze coming in the open window. You get up, take a walk on the beach. Eat a loaf of bread. Warm baked bread with plenty of butter and jam. Have an extra couple of cups of coffee without worrying about it. Oh, this is what life is supposed to be about. Walk into the village. Everybody's nice to you. Treat you with honor and respect. First time that's happened in a while. Suddenly realize that you want some new clothes and you buy them without worrying about where the money's going to come from. That night you go to a party, you were invited by some of the locals. You have a blast. You feel comfortable and relaxed. You dance, you drink, you eat, you laugh, you tell jokes. People gather around you, they're smiling, they're coming to you with their problems and their crap. They just like being around you. Take a nice, easy stroll back at the end of the night. That warm, tropical air. Not even worried, is somebody going to jump out from a side street and assault you? Not at all, because you're safe. Go back home. Lay down. And go into the most beautiful dream. A dream of the I am. No chasing, no combat or wars, no regrets or remorse, and no forgetting your high school locker combination number. Just a beautiful, peaceful dream of the I am. Suddenly you wake up from that dream. And you realize it's not a dream at all. At all. This I am is the reality. You realize that all the rest of it was a dream. All the rest of the struggles, all the rest of that limited life, the forcing and the struggling and the thinking, that was the illusion. This dream of the I am is what's real. You have this inspiring moment. You rush to find pen and paper. You didn't bring any with you, but suddenly it's just there. First drawer you look in, and you start to write. In your inspired moment, about the dream that's real, about the I am, about the knowingness, about everything being there at the right moment, about a life without power, force, or struggle, about a life of loving yourself, about a life of abundance, and a life of answers, not questions, a life of joy and freedom, not one of limitations. You write and you write and you write, all on the hand, not on a computer, but by hand. You write of the simplicity of everything just being there. You write of the connection with the I am, the fact that this isn't a philosophical discussion, this isn't a concept, this isn't some New Age jargon, this is real. It's there, it's you. Always you. You write for what seems like days, but there's no stress or struggle. The words flow out onto the paper. There's such joy in writing this, staying connected with it. That after a few days, it's done. The end, you sign off. I am that I am. Take a deep breath. It's time to go back now. In a few days, time to go back. So you take your manuscript, your handwritten manuscript, take it down to the post office. You address it to yourself. You drop it in the postage. You send it back to you. You take a good deep breath and enjoy your few remaining days in paradise. Just breathing, just doing what you want to do. After a few days, time to return home. Back in your private airplane. Back in the limo that takes you back to your house. You get back to your house. And of course, your package is there waiting for you. You walk inside, you realize you're back in that old world, your house, that wardrobe, the closet without a whole lot of clothes in it. Some of the broken things around the house. For a moment, you have a bit of despair, anxiety. Oh, back to this old world. Then you remember that package, your manuscript, and you open it up. And you start reading. It's all there. It's all right there. All that wisdom you wrote to yourself. You smile knowing that this is all you need. It's all right there. All the knowingness, all the answers, the solutions. They're not mantras. They're not affirmations. They're truth that you wrote. You take a good deep breath. And you realize that you'll never need anything again. It's all right there. You already know it.